latest is the Kashrut Authority has defended its decision to ban Shuk, which is a cafe and bakery in Bondi, from using Our Big Kitchen, which is a big communal charity kitchen in Flood Street in Bondi. The Cafe Shuk has prepared food for kosher functions and pop-up events, so one-off events, at the site in the past with no issues. But it recently started selling bread with a hetsha provided by KA's rival, Community Kashrut, and now it seems it's been told it can no longer use the community facility to cook for functions.
Oh, that's interesting. Are they going to do anything about it?
The Rabbi David Slavin, who runs Arby Kitchen, is upset about this, obviously, and he said it's the first time that Arby Kitchen has had to refuse anyone entry. And, of course, Arby Kitchen is regarded as a community facility that's open to people of all faiths and cultures and religions and ethnicities. So, of course, Shuk co-owner Erez Becker was of the same opinion. He said that for us, it's about supporting everyone in the community, but what we're getting back from this decision is discrimination. But I must say on the Kashrut Authority side, its rabbinic administrator, Rabbi Moshe Gutnick, defended the decision, drawing a distinction between catering for functions and, you know, one-off pop-up events to other catering functions.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, the colourful life and career of Barry Cohen were honoured by past and present political leaders at the State Memorial Service last week. It was held in the old Parliament House.
Yes, many people would remember Barry Cohen, certainly a colourful figure, and he had a very illustrious career spanning two decades in Parliament. He was a Central Coast MP, and some of his achievements were Minister for Home Affairs, the Environment, the Arts at different times under the Hawke government. He was also known for setting up institutions like the National Film and Sound Archive and Questacon. He's also been praised for helping Indigenous causes. Dr. David Prost, director of the Guringai Tribal Link Aboriginal Corporation, remembered him as someone who was fighting very hard for the handing back of Uluru to the traditional owners. Now, of course, nothing with Barry Cohen happens without any humour. He's very famous for being a very funny man, and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull remarked at the funeral that Cohen was remembered for his ability to blend frivolity with the deepest and most heartfelt sincerity. He had an indomitable spirit and a self-deprecating wit, which he used his humour to connect with people. Opposition leader Bill Shorten also remembered Cohen as a remarkable man, and alongside his passion for public service, his determination to eliminate discrimination and his belief in the Labor Party as an engine for progress and fairness, Barry also had an enduring faith in the restorative power of laughter. And to finish off a very emotional but memorable service, believe it or not, a big rendition of Hava Nagila was sung. And there was even dancing, and Chabad ACT's Rabbi Shmili Feldman, who officiated that, remarked afterwards, that was the first time that I have ever sung a joyous song at a memorial service.
Well, I must say that Barry Cohen died in December last year after suffering from Alzheimer's disease, which is really sad ending. And somebody else, another community leader, Andrew Casey, passed away suddenly last week at the age of 64.
Yes, more sad news there. Community would remember Casey as, you know, he came to Australia as a refugee from Budapest. He was a journalist, a media advisor, political activist, a trade unionist, and a very proud Jew. So some of the things he's done during his career was running Labor Start, which is the only online international union news site. He had key roles in the ACTU and the Australian Workers' Union, and he was made a life member of the ALP in 2012. He also worked tirelessly with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Bill Shorten, opposition leader, said Casey was brilliant, passionate, and a relentless champion for the rights of working people. And Jewish Board of Deputies President Jeremy Spinnak hailed Casey as a beloved member of the community whose passion for progressive causes and the pursuit of Tikkun Olam was ceaseless.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, there are so many Holocaust survivors and their descendants in Australia. And there is a local concern over the new Polish Shoah laws.
Yes, so this happened just a few days ago in the Polish parliament. So they passed a law which would make it a criminal offence to publicly suggest that the Polish nation was complicit in crimes committed against Jews during the Holocaust. The local reaction here has been of concern and disappointment, but it was also measured, with Australian Association of Jewish Holocaust Survivors and Descendants President Peter Wayne saying, we feel the legislation will in some ways hamper the proper consideration of the Holocaust, and the main concern is that anything which in any way limits the spectrum of discussion and academic investigation into the perpetrators of the Holocaust would be very disappointing if it occurred. Izidor Marmur, the president of the Australian Society of Polish Jews and their Descendants, said, while Jews are for the most part accepted and welcomed in modern Poland, this legislation that has just been passed has a potential to cause a rift that sets the relationship back and that can take a very long time to repair. Finally, Danny Hochberg, who is the chair of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Shoah Commemoration Committee, said he's also very concerned about the legislation, which, if left unchecked, could become a barrier in the path of many organisations like the Forum for Dialogue in Poland, which do very important ongoing work to bring Jews and Poles together. He called the legislation clumsy and something that will not build trust and will undermine the good work of many organisations.
Shane, we've got many listeners in Perth, so before I let you go, can you please mention that there is a new rabbinical leadership in Perth?
Yes, Nitza, after 30 years as rabbi of the Perth Hebrew congregation and 45 years in the rabbinate, Rabbi David Frelick has made way for his successor, all the way from Britain, Rabbi Daniel Lieberman. Receiving a shmicha from Jews College in London and other rabbinical seminaries, Rabbi Frelick described himself as a young man of the 1960s influenced by the Beatles. And in fact, one of his projects in retirement will be releasing an album of his poetry set to that music. The incoming Rabbi Daniel Lieberman has hit the ground running in his new role. He said he aims to increase interaction with the shul, to increase the amount of enjoyment there is in the Jewish religion and the practice of it in the wonderful city of Perth.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.